Good morning. This is Matt from the Haywood Lakes Visitors and Convention Bureau with your outdoor report for the week of November 13th. Thanks to Steve Suman for putting this report together. Well, I hope you've been able to get outside this week and enjoy the glorious weather. Our forecast shows mostly clear, sunny, and high temperatures through Thursday. High temperatures in the mid-50s through Thursday. And then we can expect highs in the 40s from Friday till maybe Tuesday. Enjoy it while you can. Let's all be aware, Saturday is the start of Wisconsin's traditional 9-day gun deer season. So if you're recreating in the woods, wear some blaze orange. The DNR would like to remind everyone of the four basic rules of gun safety. Treat every gun as if it's loaded. Always keep the muzzle pointed in a safe direction. Be sure of your target, what's between you and the target, and what's beyond. Keep your finger outside of the trigger guard until you're ready to shoot. You know, it's so easy to get hyper-focused on that deer when it walks in, but just before you bring your gun up, take a last scan for any blaze orange or pink in the area. And one last tip, don't climb a tree or ladder stand with a loaded gun. Unload it and pull it up on a rope. This week, DNR fisheries biologist Max Walter discusses Hayward area northern pike improvement projects. Max says, managing non-native pike in native muskellunge waters has become a big issue in our area. Competition between pike and muskie has led to lower muskellunge abundance in some of our historically high-density populations and created more need for stocking in some lakes. Angler harvest represents one of the most direct and impactful ways to reduce and manage pike abundance. This has resulted in the formation of several programs to educate anglers on the importance of harvesting pike and incentivizing those who otherwise might not consider them as a food fish. The original program was the Pike Improvement Project, started on the Chippewa Flowage in 2019, and it was followed by the initiation of similar projects on the Tiger Cat and Spider chains. The first pike improvement project on the Chippewa Flowage in 2019 saw a harvest of 7,200 pike, an impressive number, but still short of our goal. The next few years saw pike harvests of 3,500 in 2021, 2,200 in 2022, and 3,428 last year. Encouragingly, the Pike Improvement Project incentivized anglers to start keeping smaller pike, which is likely necessary for these programs to succeed. On the Tiger Cat chain, anglers harvested 553 pike in 2021 and 704 in 2022. Again, nice numbers, but short of the goal of one per acre. We expect several of these programs to get a boost from a proposal to increase the pike bag limit on the Chippewa Flowage, the Coudre Ray, and the Tiger Cat and Spider chains. Those proposals aren't in effect yet, but we will update anglers on any future regulation changes. Well, thanks, Max, and I'm trying to do my part. I think pike are pretty tasty. You know, if you can fillet them, they're delicious, and even if you have a hard time with the fillets, heck, there's always chowder, and pike chowder is mighty tasty. Let's get to the fishing report. This week offers mild weather for anglers who choose to take advantage of it. Fishing is fair to good for most species. Musky fishing is good to very good. Anglers should have a pleasant week pursuing them on weeds, weed lines, weed edges, and rocky points which offer a deep escape route nearby. Suckers on quick strike rigs are the top producer right now, but big plastics, tubes, and bulldogs work well, as does trolling big stick baits and crankbaits. The walleye fishing is slow to fare, but it's subject to change at any time now. Scattered, they are in near and along shallow to very shallow weeds and weed lines, offering cover for bait fish and panfish. Walleye suckers, fatheads, and other live bait under slip bobbers or on jigs fished close to the bottom work well, and jerk baits will draw hits from those fish that are very active. The northern pike action is good to very good. Look for them near shallow to mid-depth weeds and weed lines. with baitfish and panfish concentrations. Northern suckers, walleye suckers, spinners, spinnerbaits, spoons, and crankbaits are all productive. Use bigger baits for bigger pike. Largemouth and smallmouth bass activity is minimal. The fish are still there and eating, however, and anglers pursuing them during this mild weather should focus on weeds, brush, and cribs holding panfish. Walleye suckers, fatheads, and crankbaits might interest the bass. Crappie fishing is good to very good in and around shallow to mid-depth remaining green weeds and weed lines, or in deep basins out to 30 feet. Fish are on the move. Crappie, minnows, fatheads, plastics, and gulp baits on small jigs fished under slip bobbers are doing the job. Bluegill and perch fishing is fair to good in and around shallow weeds, weed lines, weed flats, and structure, and mid-depth brush and cribs. Waxy spikes, worms, small minnows, plastics, and gulp baits on small jigs, teardrops, and plain hooks are all working at different times. Let's look at some upcoming events in the Hayward Lakes area. Hayward Rod and Gun Club is still holding their sight-in days this week. Runs through Friday, 4 p.m. Cost is $6 per gun. You can get more details by calling them at 634-4912. The Hayward Lakes chapter of Muskies, Inc. is holding their general meeting at Flat Creek Lodge on November 14th, 7 p.m., 634-4543 for details. Crow season closes this Thursday, the 16th. Turkey season closes in Zones 6 and 7 on Friday, the 17th. As I said earlier, gun deer season opens on Saturday and runs through the 26th. Turkey season is open in Zones 1 through 5, if you want to hunt there, November 18th through January 7th. Duck season closes in the northern zone on November 21st. Thanksgiving Day is coming up on the 23rd. Full moon on the 26th. Muzzleloader season. That's my favorite deer season. It runs from November 27th through December 6th. Mourning dove season is going to close on November 29th. Walleye season closes on the Flowage and on the Chippewa River downstream to Arpin Dam at the end of this month. The four-day antlerless only deer hunt runs from December 7th through the 10th. Your application deadline for spring turkey and black bear permits is coming up on December 10th. Goose season will close in the northern zone on December 16th. First day of winter, not that far off, just over a month, December 21st. And another full moon the day after Christmas. That's it for now. If you want to know anything more about what's going on in our area, there's always the online calendar of events. You just go to haywardlakes.com or haywardareachamber.com, click on events, and you'll see it. If you have a question, call me or the lovely Kitty down at our office. Excuse me, the Hayward Chamber of Commerce number is 715-634-8662, and you can reach Hayward Lakes at 715-634-4801. Hey, good luck if you're hunting, and stay safe.